Here are three big takeaways from last night's primary elections in New Hampshire. Number one, the Romney bubble gets more hot air. The headlines from last night, and understandably so, were that Mitt Romney becomes the first non-incumbent president to win both Iowa and New Hampshire by a comfortable margin. He seems to be on a glide path to the nomination. And yet, exit polls show that the single largest block of support for any candidate were the 62% that wanted to vote for Romney because he was the most electable. He has the biggest chance of beating Barack Obama. The moment Mitt Romney does not appear electable is the moment that he gets in trouble. That's because the grassroots does not trust him. And they don't trust him for a very good reason. After 4 years of a populist uprising against big government, Mitt Romney is running to the left of Barack Obama on Medicare. He has no credible plans to cut government. He's a flip-flopping Northeastern moderate at a time when people are looking for more radical solutions. Ron Paul is in a solid and stunning second place. Consider this. While Mitt Romney was getting basically the same vote in Iowa and increasing his total from 2008 in New Hampshire by just 5 percentage points, Ron Paul more than doubled his total in Iowa and tripled his total in New Hampshire. He now has more than twice the number of total votes than Newt Gingrich does. He got more votes last night than Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Rick Perry combined. Why? Because his message resonates now more than it did 4 years ago, because we have seen the predictions that he made come true. We had a bubble, we had malinvestments, we've had all kinds of government interventions that have put us on the precipice of fiscal catastrophe. That's why Ron Paul is trending and making the entire Republican establishment very nervous. And number three, this race is too weird to call. We've already chewed up and spit out 6 different frontrunners in this national campaign, whether they were declared or not, from Donald Trump to Herman Cain to Newt Gingrich, who was ahead in the polls less than a month ago. These are fluid times in national politics, Republican politics in particular. There's a civil war afoot deciding what is going to be the future of this party. Is it going to be big government conservatism, all foreign policy intervention all the time, or is it going to harken back to a more limited and modest role for the federal government in the likes of Barry Goldwater and so on? Ron Paul is the only other candidate out there right now who has a nationwide campaign and a plan to be there at the finish line. So, looking forward, are we going to see a two-man race with clear-cut ideas about two different philosophies of governance? Here's hoping so. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.